Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. I will tell you that our concert tonight is underwritten by Fred and Martha Wetzel. Could we have a big round of applause for them? Underwriting means that they have picked up the entire cost of all of the expenses of this concert. And that is a good thing and a very good thing, so we can have a concert tonight for you tonight. It is a very special guest conductor tonight. He's Ron Coberly. He was 40 years the band director at New London Junior Senior High School. He spent the last 15 years as a substitute teacher. A big round of applause, if we can, for Ron Coberly. I would also like to tell you that our concert tonight is being broadcast on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR beginning at 9 p.m. tonight or thereabouts. And it is brought to you by our friends at Standard Beaverdale. They are legendary supporters of the community events and all community businesses, especially honoring tonight the memory of Ken Schwenker and, of course, his father, Bob, who were legendary in terms of their support of the community and all of these specific individual community events. Could we have a round of applause for them? And Standard of Beaverdale has been the sole community sponsor of these band concerts now on KBUR for over a decade. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Ron Coberly and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you. Steve didn't realize if they set this microphone for me. Never in my life have I had to raise a microphone stand. Wow, what a nice crowd. Welcome to tonight's concert. It's good to be playing again back in the park. Before we begin, I would remind you that printed programs are available at several spots in front of the bandstand as long as they last. And if they run out, get by somebody who has one and take a picture of the QR code, and you can get it on your phones that way if you need to. Tonight's concert is full of pieces that exude lots of energy, and our opening selection leads the way. This particular dance tune is pops influenced, goes extremely fast, and happens to be written in a mixed meter. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, that's 7/8 and 4/4 times switching back and forth, which is somewhat unusual for dance music. It's also somewhat unusual for you to try to tap your toe with and stay with the beat. The percussion section has a predominant role and leads the way in providing high-level energy and excitement in Randall Standridge Kinetic Dances. Thank you. A tone poem is a name, at least many years ago, it was called that, of an effort by a composer to paint a picture or portray a picture, a particular experience in sound. Music cannot suggest an actual picture, of course, but rather it can create particular moods from which a listener can develop his or her own specific thoughts and pictures. Our next selection is a very challenging example of this type of music. It was inspired by a poem written in 1941 about a nighttime train ride across the heartland of America when steam locomotives were still in use. The composer tries to reflect his views and impressions of the darkened landscapes and the stark imagery at night through creative and colorful sounds. It's infused with some blues sounds and a few other jazz references, as well as allusions to the power and movement of the machinery of the locomotive. He imagined an urban train station at night as people boarded the train. The whistle blows, train pulls away as the passengers peer out the windows, reflecting on all they're seeing. They feel the monotonous rhythm of the cars going down the tracks as the train moves through the expansive scenery of the Midwest en route to its destination. This was the central vision of composer Scott Watson as he was writing this piece of music. What thoughts will you have? We hope you enjoy Night Journey.
Thank you.
Now for a change of pace, we're going to move into the techno and cyber world of modern electronics. One can imagine the sounds you're about to hear as maybe coming from your computer or your smartphone or your tablet or a video game, or maybe a computer-generated game about aliens or sounds of space travel, etc., etc. It's an up-tempo combination of musical styles and sound effects, and it's meant to be a spoof on some of the sounds of technology that we all hear daily. This is CyberLink 3 by Ed Huckabee. Now we're about to enter the domain of super spy James Bond. For the past 5 decades, a lot of us have been watching exciting spy movies and thrillers about the adventures of the most famous British Secret Service agent. The themes from these films have become a part of our pop music culture. This challenging melody includes the James Bond theme, Goldfinger, Nobody Does It Better, Skyfall, and Live and Let Die. We hope that you'll be able to sit back and enjoy 8 minutes of familiar movie music. Bond, James Bond.
Thank you.
Well, I give these people a bit of a break. I would like to take just a moment as a member of the Municipal Band Foundation Board to perhaps shed some light on some confusion involving our normal fundraising mailing many of you normally receive during the winter. Due to COVID-19, we of course did not have a season last year, so there was no mailing. This past January, things still didn't look good or promising much at all for a season series this year again. So due to the uncertainty, we decided to forego the mailing one more time just in case the season did not happen. Fortunately, that was not the case, and we are indeed again playing. Many of you sent in your donations regardless of not receiving the mailing, and we are most grateful for your generosity. We have super supportive backers, and we in the band certainly appreciate every one of you. Excuse me. If you're still wishing to make a donation, we'll probably not turn it down. Information to do that is in your program and also on the band website, muniband.org. Thank you so much for supporting us each and every year. Next selection we're going to play is the closest thing on the program to being a serious traditional band piece. Written in 1913 by British composer George Butterfield, it is a pastoral idyll, peaceful music with a bit of fantasy. It's based on two English folk melodies collected by Ralph Vaughan Williams and Percy Grainger, and those melodies are Green Bushes and the Banks of Green Willow, from which the name for this selection was taken. Thank you. Now for some real Americana. Few American composers have churned out piece after piece of music that is immediately recognized by nearly every listener and have attained immense popularity that has lasted for decades. Leroy Anderson is one of them, and we would now like to present a medley of three of his greatest, Syncopated Clock, Blue Tango, and Bugler's Holiday, which will feature Derek Murphy, Jeremy Hinman, and Mark Eveleth on trumpets. Leroy Anderson, A Legacy in Sound.
Thank you.
Sammy Nestico was for years the chief arranger for the Airmen of Note, which is the top jazz ensemble of the United States Air Force, and is also noted for writing a couple of really high-quality jazz band series of arrangements, particularly based on Count Basie's music. Not known for concert band arranging, he penned a Spanish-style march that is full of spirit and boldness. Actually, it sounds a bit like background music for a Clint Eastwood flick. This is Vaquero. I chose this piece as kind of a warmer-upper for next week's Independence Day concert, which will actually be on July 4th this year, and will be conducted by Jeremy Hinman, who teaches in the West Burlington System and plays trumpet in our band. It is based on several timeless American folk melodies, including Yankee Doodle, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and Shenandoah. Arranged by Robert W. Smith, this is American Flourish. Thank you. Once again, what a great crowd tonight. Thank you so very much for coming out and supporting the band tonight and every Sunday evening. Our crowds are second to none, and we sincerely appreciate you. As conductors, nearly all of us stand up here and tell you what a thrill it is to be able to conduct a band of this caliber, of such tremendous players and great musicians. But we do so because it's totally true. And I would like to personally thank you all for hard work and rehearsal and practicing the hard spots on your own and showing up every Sunday night and playing like crazy. Thank you. On July 4th, some of the band will be playing at the West Burlington 4th of July celebration at 10:30 a.m. And all of us will again be here in the park for our 7:30 concert with Jeremy Hinman conducting. Please join us. Here it is, Sousa's Finest.